102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. Well, there is a headline out and an article out that came out yesterday, and Danny Stanton, who's the manager of Dee Snider, put it on his Facebook page yesterday, and it's Twisted Sister reunion offers soon unrefusable, says Dee.
The thing that he said
never would happen.
Numerous times on this radio program.
Many times. But, listen, he qualifies it. He says, listen, as a result of all the bands retiring and dying, the offers get bigger and bigger for the holdouts to come back. He goes, we're on 8 years of not playing. He says, with no intention of coming back. He says, but, he says, my father always says, everything before the word but is BS. At some point, you got to say, well, how can I say no to that? So
that's D talking, or is
that's D
Danny
talking? This is all D. So he says it hasn't reached the point, but it was getting so close that members have begun thinking, in the event the numbers do get there, and they seem to be going that way, yeah, how are we going to do this?
Here's my takeaway from that. When band members say, you know, in the event, that means he's being threatened by Mendoza.
So he says the conversation's gone from never to, in the event they make an offer, we can't refuse. What's the plan? Typical D. He says there's some very general discussion on, you know, involving personal trainers, diets, hair extensions. And he goes, that's the first time in 8 years the conversation has changed. So he says, all of us surviving guys, he says, we talk, and he says, we've become friends again. We love each other again. And that was one of the great things that came out of getting back together the first time. He says, we managed to fix the friendships and be friends. That is really why I wanted to do it in the first place.
His whole thing was, besides the money, it was more on him than it was anybody else, as far as having to be physically fit and ready to go to do what he needs to do to be Dee Snider from Twisted Sister takes a lot of work.
Right.
Like, you know, Mendoza can grab his bass and just go out there and play. I'm not saying they don't put the work in, or JJ's not putting the work in. I'm just saying Dee throws himself all over the place like a lunatic. But Dee is out doing that Bret Michaels party gras 2.0 as a solo artist, but he's out there, like, he's out there, he's on that tour, or will be on that tour doing those shows as Dee Snider.
Right. So now he knows, I guess you could say, that he can do that schedule of whatever that tour is. And so the thing that he said would never happen again,
Are these for one-offs, or is it to do a Twisted Sister tour? Are they talking about to do, like, the festivals and stuff?
It doesn't say specifically, well, we'll just do festivals, or we'll just do a Twisted tour. It says, in the event the numbers do get there, how are we going to do this? Because the numbers, he said, are very close to them being like, yeah, we got to go do this. Because they're the ones who are alive and able to play.
Totally get it. So that means the venues have to be big.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I would think so. Like, festivals in Europe.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's got to be. It can't be Twisted, because Twisted, I mean, let's be honest, they're not headlining arenas.
Correct.
They're just not. So it's either got to be on a monster tour with a big band, a big artist in front of them. Or it's got to be to do the festivals. And the festivals throw money around. And you listen,
And they do well. When you have four bands you want to go see, I mean, what's better than that? It's great.
Yeah, but it's our age, your back starts to hurt a little bit. Standing around a little. Yeah, good for him, man.
Yep.
Good for him. Being a hypocrite and all.
Hey, what if the Def Leppard, Motley Crue type thing goes on?
With Twisted?
And Twisted is in there. Why not? And one other band, too. I mean, those four bands, you could go play baseball stadiums. I mean, why not? They've done it with Def Leppard as your anchor. You could throw on a few bands, get Rat in there or something. I mean, it's crazy.
It's the truth.
Yep. So hopefully they do it. It's pretty cool. It'd be nice to see him again. He sure does. He sure does put a lot of energy into that, though. I don't know how he does it, but that man is in some good
shape.
That's
the whole thing.
He's always been in really good shape. I mean, for as long as he said they're not playing, that guy, unless he's put on weight, we don't know about. He's been really the trimmest one of all
of us
in this room.
He hates everything, but it's funny, just how he is. Having had conversations with him, he hates everything about it. He doesn't like touring. He doesn't like what it does to his body. But he doesn't like what it's got to do to get into that mode to do those shows.
Right. But now the guy are all back being friends, and the numbers are getting there, so it sounds like a pretty cool idea.
I'd love to know.
A limited time.
I'd love to know what those numbers are.
Yeah, right. So let's see. We'll see if Twisted Sister will come back and come out, and we can go see them.
Twisted Sister.